Here's a Monday mood changer from Scott Davis.
So I'm in a new doctor's office, and I had to go up to the little window, knock on it, and they opened it up and gave me a little form because I was a new patient, so I had to fill out this form, gave it back to the lady, sat down there. And this doctor was very well off, apparently, because it was a nice new building with a lot of sick people. He was going to have a good day that day. And I'm sitting there looking through the reading material. Finally, the lady opens up the door and says, "Mr. Davis." I said, "That's me." And she walked me back to the little room. And then the nurse lies to me, just lies to me. She says, "The doctor will be with you in a moment." Now, I think I went in at age 20, and he finally came in when I was 32. I mean, you know.
Hey, everybody, Scott Davis here. I don't know about you, but I can get really impatient sometimes. My patience is tested when another car cuts me off or if I have to wait on a doctor at a doctor's office. But in Galatians 5:22, the Bible says that patience is a fruit of the Spirit. Many consider patience as a passive waiting or a tolerance, but I've learned that most Greek words for patience are translated as active and robust words. Hebrews 12:1 talks about running the race with patience. Do people run races passively or tolerantly? No. Patience here is translated as endurance. In the Bible, patience is persevering toward a goal or enduring trials or waiting for a promise to be fulfilled. So as you go through your day, run the race with patience, enduring the little trials that would come. Strive for the goal to be more like Jesus as you wait on Him to fulfill that promise that He will complete that work He's begun in you. Have a great day.
This has been a Monday Mood Changer with Scott Davis. Hear more at scottdavis.com.